Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. Amen. Just remain standing with me. Amen. We other people getting the Holy Ghost in this Cowart family already. Four of them. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Sister Kayla Cook, good to have you. Lord bless you. Thank you for being here. And our neighbor, Mr. Eccles, God bless him. Thank you for being here. He said, I was standing there with my hands lifted up, and I feel like God touched my shoulder. Praise God. He's a healer. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's good to see Clayton again. God bless you and everybody else that's made it out to God's house. Amen. Full house on a Wednesday night. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't God good to us? I'm going to, I tried to move on, but the Lord wouldn't let me, so I'm going to preach what I was supposed to preach Sunday night before the Holy Ghost took off. Amen. So if you got your Bibles, James, the first chapter, and say thank you for your faithfulness to the house of God. Amen. It means the world to me to for people to be committed. Amen. I love committed people. Thank you, Jesus. Especially when I had to sign the promissory note for the church. It makes me feel a lot better when people show up to church. Amen. Lord willing, we're going to pay it off in about a year or two. God's working things out. Amen. Yeah, we may have to build again before we pay it off, though. I don't know. Who knows? But I did build the foyer big enough where we can take that sound booth and scoot it all the way back in the foyer and add in and add several hundred. James 1 and 17. I'm trying not to get too wound up before I get to my point so we can finish this. The Bible said every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Amen. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Thank God he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible said of his own will begat he us. With the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Amen. It was his own will that he begat us with the word of truth. It was God's will that a preacher preached to you and you heard it and you made changes in your life. And because we are all, everybody say we're all the will of God. Because we're all the will of God, the 19th verse would say this, wherefore, that means because of what I just said. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Now, why is this? It's because everybody in this church is in the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I tell you, when you're angry, you can't do right things. And remember why we have to be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. Is because every person in this room was begotten by the word of God. And it was God's will for it to happen the day you got the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was the will of God. So he said in the 21st verse, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, that means just excessive evil, and receive with meekness. Everybody say with meekness. This is how you're supposed to receive the Word of God. Not confrontationally. But the Bible said, receive it with meekness. The engrafted Word, which is able, it ain't gonna do it by itself. But it's able to save your soul. So he said, but be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. You're looking into a mirror. For he beholdeth himself, he sees himself in the mirror, but then he goes his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. He forgot what he saw when he looked into the word of God. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. The 26th verse said, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion, could I say it like this, is worthless, is in vain. Praise God. Let me read the 19th verse one more time. Amen. I don't want to go through all this living for God the rest of my life and it all be in vain. Hallelujah. It may get quiet before we... He said, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Everybody say swift to hear. Slow to speak. And slow to wrath. Because the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Matter of fact, the wrath of man destroys everything God's wanting to do. And I want to preach for just a little while from this title, For the Love of a Soul. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, I need some prayer warriors to help me in this house. Woo, Jesus, work on our spirit tonight, God. Ooh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Come on, if it's appropriate, why don't you help somebody next to you? Get a hold of them. Say, help me pray for a moment in the name of Jesus. God, I want to be the man that you've called me to be. Ooh, I want to be the prayer warrior you called me to be, God. Hallelujah, I don't want to be myself. I want to be what you called me to be, God. Hallelujah, come on, hold on a little bit longer. We need God to help us. Ooh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, come on, why don't you praise him for a little bit? Come on, praise him. Thank you, Jesus, that you brought me out, God. You didn't leave me where you found me. Oh, but you changed me, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Everybody say, for the love of a soul. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. Amen. The difference between the kingdom of God and every other entity in the world is that in the world, they throw out things that don't work right. And in the world, when tools are damaged, they throw them away and go get new tools. And when a board is cut too short, they take the board and they throw it in the scrap pile. When the bearing gets locked up, they throw it in the metal bin. Amen. But the kingdom of God is different from our world, because in the kingdom of God, every piece, every member, every body, every person in the kingdom of God has a never dying soul. When you begin to deal with never dying souls, you got to treat things different than you do out in the shop. Come on, I'm going to preach to somebody. Amen. When you're dealing with people that are going to spend eternity either in paradise with Jesus, or they're going to spend eternity in a tormenting lake of fire. Amen. That should make it very important to you. Amen. That I want to make sure I don't put my hand on something. I want to be careful how I handle things. I want to be careful what I say. I want to be careful what I do. Amen. I don't want to be responsible for somebody ending up lost the rest of their life. Hey, we're dealing with eternal things. Come on. Come on, everybody in the house. Hallelujah. Change me, God. Hallelujah. So they have to be dealt with differently, amen, than anything else in your life. Amen. The people of God, the people around you, your family, amen, they got to be dealt with compassion. I don't know how well this is going to go, but it's going to go. They got to be dealt with long suffering and with patience. I've been walking around this church saying, God, I want to love people like you love people. I want to be patient with people like you're patient with people. Hey, it'd be a sad day when the church gives up on people before God gives up on them. Come on, it ain't going to be in Calvary Pentecostal Church. God's going to have to rip people out of here if he don't want me to keep working on them. If he don't want me to keep loving on them, he'll have to get them a long way from here. So as individuals, it makes it important the things that you do in your life. Amen. Our speech that we make is a very frequent means of communication, but it's not the only way that we communicate. Amen. Because we also have actions that speak very loudly. Amen. Experts would even tell us that your body has a language that shows moods and expressions. And people can not even hear what you're saying, but just look at your body language and know whether you hate them, whether you're irritating them. Oh, yes, Lord. And then there's people who would never say anything to your face. Amen. And they would never allow their body language to be read like that, but they'll get on social media. Oh, where they're really, really brave. Amen. Where you can't reach them. Amen. And begin to say things and do things and make insinuations about people. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Hey, if you can't have social media and do right, get rid of it. If you can't have Facebook and love everybody, get rid of it. If you can't have Instagram and still be kind to people, delete the app. Hey, man, I'd rather make sure that everybody around me made it to heaven. Hallelujah. But people are reading us. They're looking at your post and they're listening to the words you say. They're reading your body language. Amen. And you may not even mean it, but there's things that can come out of it and people can become offended. Amen. I want to tell you, you got to be careful how you even carry yourself. You got to be careful just walking past somebody and not acknowledging that they're there. I know I'm guilty of it, and I know others are guilty of it. You get 47 tabs open in your mind, and amen, you can just walk right past somebody and not even say something. I want to publicly say I would never walk past somebody and not acknowledge you unless my brain is in la-la land. Amen. So if I've ever done that, please forgive me. Amen. But we should be careful how we treat people, how we deal with people, how we acknowledge people. It don't matter if they got less money than you or more money than you. You shouldn't treat them different. Whether they preach or whether they just an usher, you shouldn't treat them any different. Whatever language they speak, you shouldn't treat them any different. Because there's coming a day, the rapture's going to happen, and there's going to be one language and one people. I want to help somebody to understand. Amen. We have so many babies in this church, and I thank God for revival. Amen. God filling people with the Holy Ghost everywhere. Amen. We need to be super careful that you make sure that you don't offend a little one and end up in trouble with God. Amen. If there's anybody you ought to be kind to and compassionate to, it ought to be a baby in Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Help me pray right now. Oh, God. Come on, help me right now. Come on, we're going to dig deep. Come on, we're going to dig deep. We're going to turn this into a hospital. Come on, it ain't going to be a house of offense. It's going to be a hospital. I'm going to preach until it is a hospital. Man, everything that's around us in the church is so precious. Every person, every soul. Amen. That we can't just handle people like business as usual. Hallelujah. Well, this is how the motzes are. If you do something we don't like, we're going to smart off. Well, we can't be like that anymore. You mess with our children, we're going to beat you down. We can't be like that anymore. You cross us with, hey, I'm talking about your DNA too. I'm just saying mine to make you feel good about yourself. But you're made just like I'm made. You got the same bear inside you I got inside of me. But the bear's got to be tamed down. The bear's got to be calmed down because there's precious souls all around us. Hallelujah. So being selfish and being a Christian don't go together. Hallelujah. Being all about me and don't care about anybody else, that don't go along with being a Christian. Being self-centered and being a Christian don't go together. Amen. You ain't got the same Holy Ghost I got if you're self-centered. Amen. If it don't get you, it'll get you before I'm done. Amen. Being short-fused don't go along with being a Christian. Come on, don't poke me. I'll get you. Don't get my source, I'll get you. No, what you need to get is the Holy Ghost. You need to get enough power in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 18 and 3, if they'll put this up on the screen. And he said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. The one thing I love about these cowards, they're tender people. Hey, old hard neck. You ain't gonna get nothing from God. If you're gonna get something from God, you're gonna have to become like a little child. Hey, I don't even feel like I touch God till I start crying. I don't even feel like I got a good connection till I'm broken and tears start flowing. That's when you're touching God. Hallelujah. He said, whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But here's the scary part. He said, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. He would say, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Oh, I'm having fun right now. I've been carrying this for 3 days. Hey, man, I'm delivering it to the people of God. Let me tell you what Jesus said. He said it must needs be that offenses come. Don't let me wreck your theology. Amen, but Jesus is saying it's going to be good for you to get offended every now and then. It's going to be good for you that an offense comes your way every now and then. Well, I must not be in the will of God. I got offended at church. You're in the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Hey, Jesus said it needs to happen because what offenses do, offenses will bring things to the surface you didn't even know was in you. One, two, I'm getting a Baptist nod in the back. Praise God. He said offenses need to come. Hey, man, if you didn't get offended, you wouldn't even know what was in you. Even things you may have known was in there, but you had no idea it was that powerful. And when that offense came, it was like dynamite blew up. Hey, man, and that dynamite, you know what it ought to be? It ought to be like a red flag go off in your mind. If that bothers me that bad, I need to get on an altar, and I need to pray until I got the victory. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Don't get mad when people cross you and things happen in your life and you feel so down. You got a loving God that knows the future better than the past. And he's looking at you and he's thinking, one of these days, they're going to stand before me in judgment. And I need to get that bitterness out of their spirit before they stand. Come on, I'm telling you, an offense that comes against you may be nothing more than the mercy of God saying, hey, it's time to get purified. It's time to get cleaned. It's time to get washed. Hallelujah. I know it's odd to shout about offenses. Amen. Praise God. But I want to be ready to meet God. Can you imagine the Spirit? God, don't let anybody offend me. You need to have the attitude, God, search my heart. If you see anything inside of me that don't belong, get it out. You know how it usually gets it out? It usually happens through a person. Oh, yeah. People have offended me. I've been in church for quite a while. Hey, Matt, they didn't offend me, but offense did come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, you can either hate somebody or you can say, thank God. I didn't realize that I still had that in my spirit. Woo. Come on, the honest people. Say, thank you, God, that happened just like it happened. Because now I know what triggered in my spirit. Amen. It wasn't good. It was something that needed to be corrected. God, I thank you that you love me enough. You love me enough. You're going to get me ready to meet you. You love me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It takes a lot of Holy Ghost to overcome offenses. Hallelujah. It takes a lot of prayer to overcome offenses. It takes a lot of determination to overcome offenses. But let me just help you. Jesus said, they must needs come. Don't you know if Jesus said it needs to happen? You're going to get mad at God and say, let me figure out how to live my life. Or you're going to say, his ways are higher than my ways and his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. I feel like preaching right now. I don't know if I want to shout or preach. Hey, man, what brought me to this day is that I got a... Things come against me, and I learned how to pray. Things came against me, and I learned how to forgive. Things came against me, and I learned how to put it into the sea, never to be remembered again. Come on. Come on, somebody ought to praise him in this house. Shut up, Mohosa. Shut up, yeah. Shut up, hallelujah. Let me tell you a little secret. Amen. If you don't learn from the offense, which is simply a stumbling block, hey, man, you're going to get another stumbling block. When you read this Bible and it talks about the bride of Christ without a spot or a wrinkle, that tells me God's got a lot of work to do on a lot of people. Hey, God, and I trust you. Hallelujah. Can you imagine churches throwing people out? Amen. Because they ain't done right or they messed up or they crossed somebody. Amen. I've had people tell me, man, I don't know why you're putting up with that and that and that. If I was you, I would kick them out of the church. That's why you're not the pastor. Because God said, I'll give you pastors after mine own heart. You know what I'm saying, God? Let me be like you. Amen. Let me see what you see. Don't let me get mixed up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we don't have a choice. We got to overcome. I said, we got to overcome. You can't be lost. You can't die bitter. You can't die angry at people. You can't die hating people. You can, but you ain't gonna like it. You ain't gonna spend eternity where I'm at. I had a pastor that said, this is what he prayed. I love everybody, and everybody loves me. And don't tell me anything different. Hey man, wouldn't it be beautiful if everybody just started loving everybody? If everybody got this revelation, everything on every pew has got an eternal soul. Hey man, and we were more worried about people being saved than getting the last word in. Come on, church. Hey, man, we can't live in the flesh. That's fleshly. If we're going to be in God's army, we got to line up to what he wants us to do. We got to go by his training. His training is we love everybody. Hallelujah. But let me take you to the next level of understanding. He said, offenses must come. They got to come. You got to see what's inside of you. But then he said, but whoa. This ain't like, whoa, slow down, pony. This is a different kind of whoa. This is distress. This is anguish. This is trouble. This is distress. He said, but whoa. To that man by whom the offense cometh. Hey man, it's going to be trouble to the man that brings the offense. Now we get worried about getting offended and an offense coming. God's just bringing it to you to take care of it. You know who you ought to be praying for? The one that brought the offense. Come on, I'm in the fear of God right now. He's saying it's going to be trouble. It's going to be anguish for the one that causes the offense. Amen. I want to be used of God, but not like that. Praise God. Let me preach or whatever. Let me take up the offering. But don't use me to offend everybody. What a title. I offended everybody. Ooh, that's a scary title. Yeah, I've chewed that one out and that one out and that one out. Oh, Lord. I'm praying for you. Well, it's getting quiet in here now. Thank you, Jesus. It takes a lot of Holy Ghost to overcome offenses. But you need more Holy Ghost than just enough to get over your offense. You need enough Holy Ghost that you don't become the one that the offense comes by. Oh, praise God. Two rights, one oh me. Come on, I'm going to take us to a new level. See, it's easy to say what you want to say and offend people and run to the altar and you go ahead and get your little repentance on and speak in tongues after you've cut somebody. Let me tell you, speaking in tongues is the initial evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost. But it ain't the final evidence. The final evidence is that you have some fruit of that Spirit. Amen. And when you can lash out at people, and you don't mind cutting people because you know how to run back to an altar and you've learned how to repent and you've learned how to cry. And, boy, I got the victory now. No, you don't have victory. You got trouble on the way. Come on. I'm not having fun anymore. Hey, man. Trying to get us to a new level where you realize everybody around me is going to spend eternity somewhere. God, don't let me drive anybody out of the church. Shut, come on. Come on, church. We're going to take it to a new level. Hey, man, you ought to have enough fear of God in you that you learn how to be quiet when you need to be quiet. Well, you don't know. They deserved it. It don't matter what they deserved. It's your soul that's going to pay for it. Well, I know this goes against the grain, but if you get a hold of this and you'll follow it, you'll make it to heaven. But if you don't get a hold of this, something will get you. One of the things I learned many years ago, I don't know if I learned it in a class. I used to take all kind of personal development things. I wanted to be a businessman or something. God had another plan. If you want to hear God laugh, just tell him your plans. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God. God, don't let me hurt somebody else. This is the thing that has helped me my whole life is that I learned how to not say everything that I thought. Praise God. Now, some people don't think they're a man if they don't say everything they think. Or they're letting somebody run over their family if they don't say everything they think. I tell you, if you want to keep your family, you have to learn how to be quiet sometimes. Well, hallelujah. Y'all had a chance to shout and y'all didn't shout. So now I'm going to preach. There's been times it was my own children and something irritated me and I thought, I'm fixing to light this joker up. And I got to thinking about it for a minute, and I thought, it ain't going to help him or her. All it's going to do is make my flesh feel good. And after a little while, feeling subsided. I'm not saying don't lead children. I'm talking about being smart. What? You know what the saddest thing is to see little kids walking around with offenses? Because adults have cut them and called them stupid. And told them they're ignorant. My Lord, don't ever call your kid a name. You're going to put something in them, they're going to hate you. Hallelujah. I figured out being married, you don't say everything you think. I was getting, everybody's looking straight ahead like, I'm trying to find where my wife is. Oh, there she is. I mean, I got the best one, but I'm still in the flesh. You know what I figured out a long time ago? If I just think for a minute and just relax. Whatever that burr was that was under my saddle, it'll usually work itself out. And I didn't have to call her a name. And she don't hate me. and we've never been in a fight. I don't know what kind of household you like. Praise God. Amen. I like love in the house. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Y'all gonna let me preach a little while? God, give us enough Holy Ghost. We can overcome every offense. But give us more than that. Give me way more Holy Ghost than that. Give me enough where I got enough wisdom to know what to say and what not to say. What to do and what not to do. Give me enough Holy Ghost that I don't become the stumbling block to somebody else. I've been around 51. I was born in church and just ran around for just a little while and came right back. But anyway, I've been around church a long time. Amen. You know what I figured out? People don't leave church because of Acts 2:38. People don't leave truth because they decide all of a sudden there's a Trinity after they figured out there's oneness. That ain't why people leave church. You know why people leave church? People. People make other people leave church. Hallelujah. Oh, this is good preaching right here. So I'm going to tell you all you got to do. You ain't got to worry about the doctrine. It ain't going to hurt you. You'll fall in love with the doctrine. The Holy Ghost breakthroughs on Sunday night ain't going to run you off. You're going to love that part. The worshiping and the devil stomping, you're going to love that part. You know what's going to be your hang up? It's going to be people. Praise God. God, give me enough Holy Ghost that I can say, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. I'll tell you something, if your confidence is in people, you're going to be disappointed. Because everybody in this church has the ability to let you down. Except for Jesus Christ. Hey, man, if you walk in and you got your mind on Jesus, you're going to be all right. Amen. If you got your mind made up, I'm not here to show off my shoes. I'm not here to get a new friend. I'm here because I once was lost in sin. But Jesus brought me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want that much Holy Ghost, God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've had moments with people and other people say, man, I'm so sorry. Something just happened to me a month ago. I ain't gonna tell you what it was. But there was several people and something happened to me. And it was, if I was easily offended, I would have been offended. And it was so bad that this other guy started calling me. He's like, man, I'm so sorry that that happened to you. And I started giggling. I'm like, it ain't bothering me. You're not going to stop up my well. I'm not. You think somebody... Well, they lifted their voice at me. Well, who cares? Well, they talked about me. Who cares? They hit my car in the parking lot. And they drove off. Who cares? That's why you got insurance. We're on our way to heaven. This is what we used to deal with in the old church every service. They got my pew. Who cares? Come sit in my chair. I don't care. Hang on. They sung my song. I didn't know you wrote that song. I heard it on the radio. I'm offended. Not if you want to go to heaven, you ain't offended. Hallelujah. But that was my verse. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Every now and then I sing a line of a song. You know why? To let you know. All you five talent people. I sing a line to a song every now and then just to let you know. God can anoint. If it's A or B or C or D or G or all of them together. God ain't upset that I can't keep it all on key. He's happy that I... I got an idea I'm going to do one of these days, and I don't know when, but it's going to be a choir of people who don't know how to sing. You can't carry a tune in a bucket. One of these Sunday nights, we're going to get up here and we're going to sing, and the glory's going to fall, and people are going to get the Holy Ghost, and people are going to get baptized. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We got to get enough of a love for souls. We, as the people of God, have to get enough of a love for souls that we're not worried about winning the argument. That we're more worried about seeing them in heaven someday. Jesus set a precedent of not having to win the argument when he sat there speechless, when they railed on him and made all kinds of accusations, and he sat there dumb like a lamb heading to the slaughter. We're not even heading to the slaughter. We're heading to heaven. We at least ought to be able to be quiet. We ought to have the attitude. Well, if that's what you think, praise God. Praise God. I want this to be the church that is the hospital that God sends all the troubled people to, all the broken people, all the dysfunctional families. Come on, this is where revival is going to happen. It's where people love people. Man, I've had people allude to the fact, man, I really liked the church when it was 20 people. Well, I liked it when it was 22. But then when it got to 30, I liked it when it was 30. And when we filled up the basement, I liked it. And when we moved over to Jeanette, I still liked it. And when we filled up Jeanette Street, I still liked it. And when we moved over here in August, I still liked it. And when we're about to fill this up and move on out, I'm still going to like it. Amen. I like revival. I love the people of God. I love the kingdom of God. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Man, when you would rather see somebody saved than to be able to take the last jab, you're beginning to understand the nature of God. Hallelujah. When you would rather see somebody saved than have to prove you're right. You got a hold of the heartbeat of God then. I want the heartbeat of God. I don't want 150 mean people. I want 15,000 holy rollers, soul winners, looking for somebody to tell the gospel to. Hallelujah. He said, let every man be swift to hear. Everybody say swift to hear. You know what that means? You need to listen to a matter. The Bible said the simple believe everything. If you believe every gossip you hear, you're going to have scrambled eggs in your head. You ain't going to know what's right. You know, I don't believe hardly nothing I hear. Don't get offended, but this is my experience. Jesus said out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Now, if two or three people tell me the same thing, and you tell me it didn't, I'm sorry, honey. The Bible said, let it be established. Oh, it's quiet in this house today. Hallelujah. This is go to heaven kind of preaching. Huh? Hallelujah. Hey, man, you need to hear a matter out. You need to hear the word of God out. Did you know there's seasons to a service? Did you know if there wasn't four seasons, our cabbage wouldn't work right? Broccoli would be messed up. Did you know there's seasons to a service? Amen. There's a pre-service prayer, you know, like when you lay yourself on the altar. And then there's a season of prayer and worship. And then there's a season of the word. And then there's a season of altar. Response to the word. That's free. But anyway, if you miss out on a season, you're not going to grow right. I've seen people, they didn't show up till altar call. Praise God. I'm glad you got the altar call in. Amen. But you missed out on a few other things. I know people's got to work and all that stuff. I'm just rambling. I'm about to finish. Maybe. Amen. Then there's some people, they'll be here 7 hours early and leave before preaching's over. You missed the season. Hey. Praise God. To everything, there is a season. And the Bible said, be swift to hear. And then be slow to speak. You know what that means? When somebody says, hey, you got my parking spot.
Oh, yeah.
You think for a minute. You can say it under your breath. I didn't know there was reserved parking spots. That's under your breath. But with breath, you need to say, you know what? I thought I seen your name written on that. Let me back up. Hey, you got my pew. I forgot to look under there to see your name. I'm sorry. Let me scoot over. There you go. I'm sorry. You know what? I'd rather have the Holy Ghost. I'd rather be right with God than bow up on somebody that ain't right and me end up in trouble with God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Slow to speak, slow to anger. In other words, there needs to be some time between when you hear something and when you open your mouth about it. Boy, that's some wisdom right there if you'll listen to me. You might stay married the rest of your life. Your kids may come see you for Thanksgiving. If you think for a minute before you open your mouth. Because a lot of times when you first hear something, it's like it's at a different decibel. It's at a very offensive decibel. But if you'll play it over in your mind for a minute. I've even thought people were chewing me out and they weren't. Praise God. I guess I'm the preacher. I get to confess. Confession's good for the soul. I'll pray for Sister Linda Seeley. She's sick tonight. One time she texted me. And I hadn't gone to pray yet. I was at getting my oil changed. And I'm a speed reader. Don't speed read. Read two or three times. I thought, well, my goodness. I thought, who do you think you are? Boy, I lit her right up back. And then she texted me and said, oh, my, I didn't mean that. You know what I felt like? A blooming idiot. You know what I made up my mind? I'm not an idiot no more. Hey, it wasn't even what I thought it was. It was something nice and I read something mean. Can I preach a little while? Let me tell you what the Bible said. Jesus said, put up thy sword into his place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Well, this is what we do. If you cross us, we're going to bow up on you. Maybe even whoop you. Yeah, and the Bible said if you live by the sword, there'll come a day you're going to die by the sword. You know what? I figured out another way. I figured out a better way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, this time clock is blowing up. Listen to what Proverbs 25 and 28 said. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Did you hear what I said? The one that cannot control his own spirit is like a city with no walls. You know what that means? Everything's going to get you. Oh, yes. See, in Bible days, they built a city around every wall to protect themselves. But Solomon said, a man that can't control himself, he has no protection against anything that comes against him. Now, I don't know about you, but I want the hedge of Jesus Christ around me and my family and my church and my friends. But the Bible said if I can't control my spirit, it's going to be it's going to be one trip after another. Well, it's getting quiet, and I'm getting them big eyeballs. Hallelujah. What are you talking about? Control your spirit. This is one of the fruits of the Spirit is temperance. That means self-control. Well, I can't quit looking at her. I'm a man. Yeah, and something's going to get you. Well, I can't stop doing whatever. You better get a hold of it. I just want to snap. I can't. You better get the snap out of you. Come on, church. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to prevent heartache in your life. trying to help you have good relationships with people, with your own children. Wouldn't it be awful for your children to get 18 years old and never speak to you again as long as you live? Because you provoked them to wrath. Oh, Lord, even dealing with children, you should be kind. There's a way to get control. They got to know who the boss is, but you ain't got to provoke them into anger. You're going to raise somebody that Brother Gee to be preaching to at the prison. He'll take them a Bible study. And he'll baptize them down there. But I don't want him preaching to my kids in prison. I want my kids to sit on a pew in a church and listen to the Word of God. Yes, Lord. I receive it with meekness, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I got to hurry up. Okay. Matthew 1 and 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found a child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought, everybody say, while he thought. While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Do you realize how close this story was to being a total disaster? Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you why you have to be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. By all accounts, Joseph was done wrong. By everything Joseph sees, I'm espoused to this woman, and she's expecting a child, and it is not mine. Let me tell you, there's times when even you're in the right, but you still need to learn how to zip it up. Oh, yes, Lord. And the reason is that if you get ahead of God, you'll mess up everything that He's got planned for your life. And a lot of times when you take your offense, what's been done to you, and you take it and you go to an altar and you think about it for a while, a lot of times God will open up your understanding where you can see the other side of the story. There's always three sides to every story. That's why I don't believe hardly nothing I hear. It's your side, their side, and then the truth. Because people's perception makes the story change. And if you are not slow to speak, your perception of the story will make you blow up. See, if Joseph says, Mary, get lost, without a prayer meeting, our story's all messed up. Is anybody understanding what I'm preaching about? I'm trying to help somebody. Sometimes God's will for your life be you doing some things you don't maybe not feel too great about. Well, we don't apologize. Well, if God says it, we do. Well, we don't forgive. God says it, we do. Well, we forgive, but we never forget. Well, you're going to be lost. If God says forgive, you got to. Praise God. Is this okay? Praise God. Can you, will y'all help me pray right now? I don't even know who I'm preaching to. Maybe myself. But I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I feel the mercy of God pulling on people. I feel the goodness of God. Ooh, hadabah. Hallelujah. I feel it in my spirit. There's people in here, you got plans. I'm fixing to tell them. I've had all this I'm going to take. I'm about to light them up. They about to hear. You listen to the man of God, the watchman on the wall. You better pray about this. Before you open your mouth, you better learn how to pray and hear from God. It's probably been thousands of times in my life that I was just about to take out the dagger. But I thought, I'm going to pray about this one more time. And I started praying, and God said, put it up. And I put it up, and God worked it out. And they're on fire for God right now. Amen. Let's not kill each other. Amen. Let's help each other make it all the way. Come on, stand together with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Why don't you come gather around? Let's pray together. Amen. We need God. I feel one of the greatest revivals, amen, this city has ever seen, this county has ever seen. I feel it coming. Amen. I feel revival in the air. I feel it so powerfully, but I feel a burden in my spirit. Amen. All the outreach in the world ain't going to do any good if we kill them when they get here. All the Bible studies ain't going to do any good if we slash them when they get here. Come on, I tell you what we need love. I don't care how talented you are if you don't love people. You need an old-fashioned outpouring of love on your spirit. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray. All across this house, come on, pray. God, help me. Help me to be the person I need to be, God. Ooh, nah. Ooh, ta-na. Lamb of God, soften our hearts. Soften my spirit, God. Come on, church, pray. Pray, God, change me. Come on. I don't want to be a hard man. I don't want to be a bitter woman. God, help us. Come on. Come on. Shada. Shada. Come on, let this be the church where people pray and cry and love one another. Come on, let prayer be in this place.